Coming up, Ipswich Council split over who should be Deputy Mayor and every other major decision at the post-election meeting. This included division over selecting members of the Audit and Risk Management Committee and LGAQ policy representative. Meanwhile, second-term councillor Jacob Madsen was nowhere to be seen. It's Thursday, April 11, 2024, and I'm Alan Roebuck. Welcome to Ipswich Today, which acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land on which it is produced and pays respects to elders past, present and emerging. This podcast is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. Ipswich City Council held its all-important post-election meeting Thursday, April 11. It began cheerful enough with birthday wishes for Pye Augustine and Jim Madden and an unexplained leave of absence for Jacob Madsen. Theresa Harding may have won the highest vote for mayor at the election, but if the post-election meeting is anything to go by, there will be few friends in the chamber during the next 4 years. The de facto Labor caucus was alive and well, with vote after vote not going the mayor's way. Any endorsement by all councillors of putting the past in the past with a line in the sand was not followed through. In a sign that the mayor anticipated what was about to unfold, Theresa Harding highlighted local government principles as part of the Local Government Act.
Just reread the local government principles as part of the Local Government Act. These are the principles that we've all signed an oath to uphold and maintain. I think it's a good way to start our term, just to remember those five very important principles that we must follow. And the local government principles are: one, transparent and effective processes and decision-making in the public interest. Two, sustainable development and management of assets and infrastructure and delivery of effective services. Three, democratic representation, social inclusion and meaningful community engagement. Four, good governance of and by local government. And five, ethical and legal behaviour of councillors, local government employees and councillor advisors.
This was a meeting of foreshadowed motions, including the vote for Deputy Mayor.
I open it for any other discussion. Thank you, Councillor Tully.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I propose a foreshadowed motion as follows, that Council appoint Councillor Jonick as Deputy Mayor.
The initial motion for Marnie Doyle to be Deputy Mayor was defeated, and the meeting quickly moved to the foreshadowed motion in support of Nicole Jonick.
We'll now move on to the foreshadowed motion. And that foreshadowed motion that Council resolved to appoint Councillor Nicole Jonick as Deputy Mayor. Obviously, you're moving that. Do I have a seconder for that?
I'll move that, yes.
Do I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Antonioli. Councillor Tully, would you like to speak to that?
No, I'll just be very brief and say that I do support that motion. A councillor who has excelled during the past 4 years, Councillor Jonick, and I think she would be able to do an excellent job. Her professional qualifications with her firm previously at Goodner, I think, a testament to what she is able to do and how she's able to bring people together into a team sense. And I think she would do an excellent job during the this term of office.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Antonioli, would you like to say some words as a seconder?
I'll just reserve my right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll open for another discussion. Thank you, Councillor Jonick.
Thank you, Mayor. As much as the appointment of Deputy Mayor is on individual merits, each member of this council brings a unique perspective and set of skills to the table. It is by harnessing the collective talents of our council that we truly make a difference in the community. I believe the role of Deputy Mayor is about the collective. Together, we have the opportunity to collaborate, celebrate, and find solutions to the challenges for the benefit of Ipswich. I'm committed to this collective, and I would just like to thank Councillor Tully for the nomination.
Thank you, Councillor Tully. Any other discussions? Would you like to access your right of reply? No? Thank you. I'll put the matter to the vote. Those in favour of appointing Councillor Jonick as Deputy Mayor, please raise your hand. It's unanimous in the room except for Councillor Augustine. Thank you. Those against, Councillor Augustine. Congratulations, Deputy Mayor Nicole Jonick. Thank you.
One of the other key officers' reports which was challenged was the appointment of the district representative to the LGAQ policy executive. This position has been held by Paul Tully, but Theresa Harding put herself forward and outlined the reasons.
In speaking to this, I'd like to be clear that when taking this vote, we are not selecting an Ipswich City Council representative. This role is about representing the district as a whole, which includes our neighbouring councils, Somerset, Lochie Valley and Scenic Rim. Our neighbouring councils have to date been quite vocal regarding what they perceive as a lack of fair engagement and representation over the last 4 years, and they have raised concerns with me and others in this group. And I've also had, they've made contact with me in this term as well, so I've had contact with all the other mayors in this region. So much so that Somerset Regional Council were so dissatisfied they put forward a motion at the 2021 LGAQ conference for review of its constitution regarding the policy exec districts to ensure equitable representation, particularly for councils with smaller populations. Therefore, it's important that we appoint a policy executive representative that will regularly engage all councils in the district, understand their views and priorities, and keep them informed of important outcomes and decisions. For these reasons, I'll be nominating myself for our LGAQ policy executive representative. Alternatively, I firmly believe that anyone else putting their name forward for this role needs to be prepared to take on these responsibilities wholeheartedly and do the right thing by all councils in this district.
Nicole Jonick put forward a foreshadowed motion.
I'd like to foreshadow a motion, Mayor.
Thank you.
That Councillor Tully be nominated to represent District 2 South East Western Region on the LGAQ Policy Executive for the 2024-28 term, and that the Chief Executive Officer immediately advise the LGAQ Returning Officer of Council's nomination.
By now, there was a pattern established at this post-election meeting. The vote supporting Teresa Harding as the LGAQ representative did not get up, and the foreshadowed motion for Paul Tully was successful, with all councillors voting in favour except Harding. During the meeting, the mayor accused Paul Tully of not engaging sufficiently with the other mayors in the district. Tully then gave an undertaking to communicate with councils in those months in between the scheduled LGAQ Teams meetings. The full post-election meeting is available to watch on demand on Ipswich City Council's YouTube channel. A reminder too that all Ipswich Council and committee meetings are streamed live. And that's it for this episode. Just a reminder, you will find handy links in the show notes. Ipswich Today is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. This podcast is listener supported. Please make a once-only gift or regular donation to help keep it online. Just go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Follow and stream this podcast from your favourite app, including iHeartRadio, or play Ipswich Today on smart speakers. Music is supplied by Purple Planet Music. This is Alan Roebuck. Thank you for listening.